Next in the order is Angus, who stands up from the pile of rubble in the back of the room and goes forward, and he pulls out his wand to cast a spell at the rhinoceros, but his wand has snapped in half. And so he looks down and sees the Umbra staff near his feet and grabs it. And he says, "Is this okay, sir?"
"Fuck, fine. Go for it."
And he casts a spell at the rhinoceros. He casts Fireball. I think you...
20-foot radius.
Yeah, yeah. You and the rhinoceros make a dexterity saving throw. The Rhino got a 4.
16.
Okay, you just say, "Yeah, go for it," and dodge out of the way as Angus casts a fireball. And this is a spell, Taco, that I don't even know if you know that Angus like knows how to do. But even if you did, it shouldn't be like this, because this fireball, Taco, is fucking gigantic. And it hits the rhinoceros. Jesus. It hits the rhinoceros for 51 points of damage.
Holy shit.
And the rhinoceros is, like, charging at Angus as he yells, like, "Is this okay, sir?" He started charging at Angus, and as this fireball hits it, its, like, outer carapace is just, like, blackened. And it falls, it kind of, like, loses its footing as it's running and just kind of slides into the pile of furniture towards the door. And Noel kind of, like, rolls out of the way as this rhinoceros is downed. And Taco, Angus looks up at you and he's trembling. And he says, "Sir, that wasn't me. I didn't cast that, sir. I'm not powerful enough to cast that."
"I know."
He says, "No, you don't understand. It's I'm that wasn't me that just cast that spell." And he throws you the Umbra staff back. Next in the order is Taco.
I snap the Umbra staff over.
Attaboy.
Yep.
It's like a bomb goes off in your hands. There's a sonic boom, a wave of force that tears through the room. And Taco, you are just knocked horizontal through the air, flying backwards. And as you are thrown, we see time freeze. And then we see Loop. And she's lying down on the side of a grassy hill, watching the clouds pass slowly overhead. And in the distance, in the valley below, a furious battle is raging. And Loop knows it's just a matter of time before it's brought to an immediate end. And so she sits up and she just anxiously watches that conclusion as a pillar of flame from the Phoenix Fire Gauntlet consumes the final few living combatants of this battle, leaving a perfect circle of black glass burned into the ground. And she sighs and she starts trekking down the hillside to reclaim her creation, swearing that this would be the last time that it would ever be used. And then several days later, she's walking through the twisting corridors of Wave Echo Cave, and she's accompanied by a dwarf named Cyrus Rockseeker, the chief of security for this mine, which has laid dormant due to constant attacks from neighboring marauders. Loop heard of a vault deep within this cave and contacted Cyrus to help hide the gauntlet away in a place where it could be pursued but never obtained. But she underestimated the thrall of her relic and what Cyrus would do to obtain it. And so as the vault door is swinging slowly open, Loop feels the cold steel of a dagger slash across her back and feels two deft hands snatch the gauntlet from her possession. And she recovers and knocks Cyrus and the gauntlet into the vault with a powerful thunder wave and slams the door behind him. The deed was done, but immediately she understood the gravity of her wound. Cyrus's blade was coated in silver point poison. So she collapses, her back up against the wall, her Umbra staff at her side. And it was regrettable. If this truly was the last cycle, she had already burned her corporeal form. But that was the cost of undoing the damage she had done to this world. But as her lich form leaves her body, the true cost of what she had done was revealed. See, her Umbra staff, it consumes the power of defeated magic users. And Loop's lich form was pure arcane power. And so the Umbra staff immediately responds to her ghostly presence and inverts and swallows her whole. And when her senses returned to her, she found herself in a small chamber lined with rich black curtains. She wasn't afraid because she didn't know how to be. For years inside that place, she just fought for consciousness. Her faculties returned to her one by one. She could see and then feel and then hear and eventually even extend those senses to the world outside, but she could find no escape from the umbrella. And so she waited with a patience she had no choice but to learn. And then, a decade later, she heard her brother and her dearest friends. She felt Merle's grasp on the handle of the umbrella, and no, that wouldn't do. Sorry, Merle, but she needed Taco. And she screamed. She tried desperately to signal you, but it took everything within her just to feel your presence outside. But now she had a goal. She would meditate for months, channeling energy into a single spell, something she could cast at the most opportune time to let you know she was okay, or Taco, just to save your hide. She felt your panic in the trial of initiation and leapt to your aid. And when your staff consumed the arcane core from Hurley's battle wagon, she felt awakened. She put on a fiery show of force just to remind herself how powerful she could be. She stored up energy for months to signal you, clear as day, burning her name in the wall, though she felt guilty about the collateral damage of Angus's obliterated macarons. When she heard a voice outside discussing hunting down a lich, she perhaps overreacted, though fortunately your quick reaction kept her from ruining your date with Kravitz. And she felt your pain in Wonderland, and she seethed in that black curtained place, and we can see her there now. She's just anxiously pacing, tearing at the walls, trying to find some way to break out to save you from this torment, but still she can't find any relief. And then she hears a fight outside, and moments later she has company. The lich Edward drops into the chamber and scrambles to his knees. And he says,
Who are you? What is this place?
And Loop says, Are you the one who's been hurting my brother out there? And Edward says, Am I? Where are we? And Loop grits her teeth and she says, I'm gonna fucking kill you now. And from where Taco was thrown, we see a cloud of red smoke start to gather and encircle the tendril in the center of the room. And you see fireworks, wild orange and yellow and pink flares combusting within that fiery mass, filling the tendril with white-hot light. And an explosion tears through the room, climbing that tendril up and up and up into the heavens. But you feel the heat and power of that explosion weave masterfully around you, leaving your party, and not the remaining enemies in the room, completely unharmed. And when the light fades, the column and the shadowy beings who climbed out of it are gone, and hovering where it once stood is Loop, phantasmal and resplendent, her outstretched palms still coated in flame. And as this lich turns towards you, Taco, you hear your sister's voice say,
You're dating the Grim Reaper?